it's Marina, Travel Experta. And today we're going to be talking about hiring in Guatemala, working with locals. Are you guys ready for an adventure? Let's begin. It does not matter if you want to open up a business and have your own business in Guatemala, if you want to hire somebody for your business, because when I arrived here, I've always been working online, but I needed an assistant and I wanted to give local help an assistant. And I found that person. So there are definitely several ways you could work with people in Guatemala by hiring local help. There's always going to be freelancers, right? Like they'll just charge you for that project. You work out on a specific price point and that's fine. Just a very important thing. And this happens, and I'm sure this happens all over the world, but it happened to me here in Guatemala. I paid a person beforehand and she didn't do her job at all. And I had no leg to stand on. And that was, you know, so what I really recommend if you are going to be doing freelance, and again, this could be applied to anywhere in the world, but in this case, it will happen in Guatemala. And I believe that, and I would recommend using this particular strategy when even here in Guatemala, hiring freelance or per project basis, pay them. If you have to pay them only 50% upfront. And then pay them the other 50% once they are done. That was a very big issue for me. I paid upfront and she totally screwed me. But that's, you know, that's how that works. Now, I also had a full-time assistant for 12 years in Guatemala who was Guatemalan for my international business. I'm not going to be talking about any of like the tax stuff and anything like that here because I've never owned a business as far as doing things like that. That is a whole other thing. You will have to figure that out. What I am going to talk about is hiring the people that, you know, and that pretty much works the same regardless, no matter what. So here is the thing. The person that I worked with for 12 years, she was hired like a Guatemalan because she expected to be paid like a Guatemalan. As far as the system, I paid her a lot more because she's bilingual. She worked with me. You come up with a salary that you feel is good for you. But remember, you know, depending on their skills, there are, you know, different price points. Okay, so the way it works here is if you're going to be paying salary-wise, you could do a contract. Obviously, that's a good way to do it. A lot of times you don't have to because once you start paying, that is kind of already the contract. So you pay here 14 salaries per year. You pay one, obviously your monthly salary. If they work a little bit extra, you could work that out, right? But you also have to pay in July, bono 14. It's a month bonus. It's an entire salary. And aguinaldo, which is in December, another entire month salary. This is expected. They rely on it. So when you hire somebody and you come up with a price point for their salary, always remember you have to pay 14 months worth. Now, depends on how big your company is, how many people you're hiring. You could also pay a little bit into their healthcare system. But again, that is completely up to you. I'm not going to talk about that because I only had that one and she did it all on her own. So I don't know how that truly works. Make sure that you find out. Everything could be done with a lawyer, by the way, to really know the legalities. Now, what if your employee screws you? And they do, and it's a full-time salary. So there are, even though it looks like there aren't many worker rights here, there are. They are protected. So they could sue you for a ton of money. And even though they might not win, you still have to go through the stupid legal ridiculousness of it, even if they rob from you. So let's say you want to fire somebody. You have to pay a certain amount. It's kind of like back pay, right? For per year. Again, you will need to talk with your lawyer to see how much. If they work for you, for instance, if they work for you for 5 years and you fire them, you have to pay them a certain amount of money up to that point to be legal. Also, if they quit, you don't have to pay them anything. And they know that. Okay. So if they quit after working that much, you do not have any legal stand to pay them for if you were to fire them. Okay. Even if you fire them and you have proof that they were stealing from you, all this stuff, you still have to go through a lawyer to go through it. There are a lot of rules and it could get really annoying because they could go and sue you and they know that. And a lot of times, unfortunately, because we are foreigners, they do take advantage of that and do that. So just protect yourself, right? Have a contract. You know, that's why, you know, having a contract is a good thing because then they can't do much, you know, other than what's outside of that contract. Okay. So that's one way of protecting yourself as well. So these are like the basics of hiring people. And this goes for also if you're hiring a nanny, a cleaning lady, a gardener, make sure to check out my post, my episode all about hiring domestic help as well. Okay. That will really help you out because I know a lot of people hire those people in particular when they move to Guatemala. If you have any other questions, go to my website, travelexperta.com, travelexpert with an A.com. You can write from me, to me there and read other stuff. And if you have any other questions, I'm happy to help. And if this was a helpful episode, please leave me a review and make sure to share it with your friends. And remember to make every day an adventure.